This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
This episode of Serial is made possible by Goldline. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Call them like I did years ago, 877-370-COIN, or go to goldline.com.
Glenn Beck,
the Blaze Radio Network.
On August 28th, 2010, slightly over a year after Glenn Beck had started the 9/12 Project movement to reestablish principles and values into our national discussion, Glenn and his staff organized a rally in Washington, D.C. in an attempt to restore honor in America. It was an effort to curb the political rancor and, in fact, not discuss politics at all. Instead, Glenn was attempting to bring the discussion back to God. Some refused to receive that message, like this young man on the mall in D.C., holding a Glenn Beck is a terrorist sign.
I came out here because anybody who instills fear in a public against anything is, by definition, a terrorist. He's trying to instill fear in people that our government is destroying our country when I've seen no evidence to support such a claim.
Surprisingly, that's actually not the definition of a terrorist. Also, he may have seen no evidence that attempts were being made to destroy the country, but many others did. However, 82810 was not about that. It was about trying to unite the nation on common principles again. Glenn spoke on the real reason for the gathering.
This day is a day that we can start the heart of America again. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with God. Everything, turning our face back to the values and the principles that made us great. We have a choice today. We have a choice. We can either look at our scars, look at the scars of the nation. Let's be honest. If you look at history, America has been both terribly good and terribly bad. It has been both. But we concentrate on the bad instead of learning from the bad and repairing the bad and then looking to the good that is still out in front of us within our reach. We have a choice today to either let those scars crush us or redeem us. We are gathered here today in a hallowed spot. Here, Abraham Lincoln, a giant of an American, casting a shadow on all of us. We look to a giant for answers. Behind you, in front of me, the Washington Monument. Alone, tall, straight. If you look at the Washington Monument, you might notice its scars. But nobody talks about that. Nobody says, look to it now. Nobody says, yeah, I don't know, but a quarter of the way up, it changes color. Did you know that it did? Look at it. Look at its scars. How did the scar get there? They stopped building it in the Civil War. And when the war was over, they began again. No one sees the scars of the Washington Memorial, the Washington Monument. We see what it stands for.
The media never seemed to understand. Or maybe they just didn't care about the message. They were too busy mocking and minimizing the enormous impact. Estimates ranged from CBS's paltry 87,000 figure to MSNBC estimating the crowd at 500,000 people. It was the largest gathering ever at the mall in D.C., put together by a private citizen. Those who attended were deeply moved, and many committed then and there to be a positive force in American society. A year later, Glenn had an even more ambitious idea. He and the staff would go to Jerusalem, Israel, for another strengthening rally, restoring courage, to support Israel and the Jews in their quest to live in peace on their tiny allotment of land. In August of 2011, Israel was under continual bombardment from terrorist forces. And in fact, while the Beck team was in Jerusalem, rockets were launched from the Gaza Strip. To show that the Israelis were not alone, arrangements were made for Beck to host the first ever gathering by a Christian at the Temple Mount.
I ask you to turn your eyes to Israel and restore courage. I have been asked by the press over and over again, what is it you think you can teach Israel about courage? My answer is simple. Nothing. They asked me then, so then why would you come to Israel? Because I say, in Israel, you see courage. In Israel, there is more courage in one small square mile than in all of Europe. In Israel, there is more courage in one soldier than in the combined and cold hearts of every bureaucrat at the United Nations.
And then in 2012, in front of the largest gathering ever at Dallas Cowboys Stadium for a spoken word event, Glenn brought us Restoring Love. Glenn spoke of the two kinds of Americans our founding fathers foresaw.
There are two results from two separate choices for two types of people. Because there are two kinds of Americans, and they're not Democrats and Republicans. They're not God-fearing and God-doubting. They're not black and white. They're bigger than that, much bigger. There are two kinds of Americans. Those who like to be pushed, and those who push themselves. Those who see our problems and refuse to see our blessings. And those who see our problems as our blessings. Tonight, I ask you, which one are you? Where do you stand? With those who like to be pushed, or those who push themselves?
The Restoring Honor, Courage, and Love events were an effort to try to stop the divisiveness and bring Americans back together again around common values and principles. Those the 9/12 Project had been started to emphasize. Were they successful? Did they change anything? What could have been done differently? We'll explore those questions next time.
Glenn Beck.
This episode of Serial is made possible by Goldline. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Call them like I did years ago, 877-370-COIN, or go to goldline.com.